What is a pain? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is a pain? It's something that we all think about from time to time, and we wonder about, and we wonder, what is a pain? Well, a pain is a response of our mind to an activity in our body that says there is a discomfort. A pain is a response in our mind, in our body, that there is a discomfort in our body. Now, why does our mind have this thought that there is a pain? Why does our mind have this thought that there's some discomfort in the body? Well, when we have thoughts in our mind that say we are unhappy, when we have thoughts in our mind that say we are unable to accomplish something that we want to accomplish, when we have thoughts in our mind that say to us that we are incomplete in any way, then our body responds with a pain. Now, the pain could be a minor pain. The pain could just be an ouch. It could be a headache. It could be a migraine headache. It could be some disease that enters into the body where our immune system does not protect us and take care of us. But a pain establishes itself 100% because of something that is unhappy in our mind, in our thinking. When we have thoughts that are unhappy, when we have thoughts that do not please us, our body responds in the same way with a feeling that does not please us. When we are angry at ourselves, our body knots itself up in pain. The glands in our body all knot together and become very uncomfortable, and they don't operate right. They don't produce the juices that they're required to produce to take care of things in the body. A smoothly operating body, all the glands are functioning perfectly. But the tension, the anxiety, the worry, the concern that we get and allow ourselves to have it be in our mind, it shines forth in our body. So we can be sure that if ever we have a pain in our body, it's because we have some pain in our attitude, in our mind, in our consciousness. If we have some pain in our body anywhere, in our brain or in our physical body, we have somewhere a discomforting thought, a discomforting attitude. And that attitude can absolutely kill us. It can destroy us. It can certainly make us very, very uncomfortable. And it can make us just a little, weedy little, a bit uncomfortable too, to the minimum, to the maximum. But it all happens because of the one thing, our attitude. Because of the one thing, we allow ourselves to be concerned about the world about us. And we think it's a negative concern. And we don't say to ourselves, hey, I'm in charge here. I can put this cause into right motion. I'm in charge here. I take care of these things. I'm the one who does that, you know. It's not the world out there that I see. It's not the things that people do in my environment that upset me. It's me that upsets me. Me. Because those things can go, and if I don't know they're happening, I'm not disturbed. I'm not having a bad attitude about it. And when I know that they're happening, then I get a bad attitude. Well, now, I can be also in charge of not necessarily not knowing that they're happening, but not responding to what they're doing in the world. If somebody is being unkind to somebody else, and I become aware of it, then what I do is to take charge and say, all is in divine order. I take charge and say that I am peace. I take charge and say, I see everything in harmony, in peace, in joy, in goodness. I see everything in pure right action. I am master of my thinking. I am master of my attitudes. I am master of my thoughts. I am master of all that I am. I am the master. And when I'm the master, what happens to me? What happens to me when I'm the master? Well, when I am the master, I am untouched. When I am the master, I know that my attitude, my thoughts, have the power to bring about peace in my world, in me, to bring about peace in the world of all those around me. My thoughts have the ability to handle anything that is necessary to be handled. My thoughts do that. And so it's up to me to work with my thoughts. What is a pain? A pain is a thought saying in my body that I have an attitude that is not harmonious and that is not fulfilling and that is not rewarding and that is not something I want. I have an attitude that is not doing what I want it to do. And when I have an attitude that is not doing what I want it to do, then I am in trouble. And I am in big trouble. It's up to me to be totally responsive to who and what I am. But my world is a thought world. My world is a world of what's going on in my mind. And my body responds to what's going on in my mind. If I am at peace in my body, really, if I am peaceful in my body, I am peaceful in my mind. It's not a matter that I am peaceful in my mind because I'm peaceful in my body, but I'm peaceful in my mind and my body is in peace. My world is peaceful. All the things going on in my universe are peaceful. There are no pains in my body when I am peace. When I live in a state of peace, balance, harmony, right action, truth, everything works out just fine in my world. When I live in such an attitude, everything works out just fine in my world. And there are no problems. There are no problems. I do not have to experience any problems in my world. Problems in my world come from one cause, and that's my thought about them. Do I want to think about problems in my world? Do I want to have thoughts that take my system and put it out of balance, that absolutely destroy my immune system, making me open and ready to all of the unfortunate things of life? It's my choice. It's my choice, and do I want to do that? Well, if I want to do that, I will do that. And if I want to do that, that is what I will experience. And if I want to do that, then that's all I will know. But being master of myself, I can say I am in charge of my world. Being master of myself, I can say all is in divine order. Being master of my world, I can say I am balance. Being master of my world, I can look at all the circumstances that are going on in my world and say, peace, peace, wonderful peace. I make that peace within me. Why is it that All of the problems in the world don't disturb all the people in the world, because all the people in the world don't know about all the problems in the world. And when people know about the problems in the world, then they're disturbed. And when they don't know about them, then they're not disturbed. But now, isn't it interesting that we don't take on the problems of everybody in the world? We take on the circumstances that we have in our life. And with the same abandonment that we have to the problems that other people have in their lives, we can take to the problems we have in our life. And we let go and let our divine right action manifest everything in our life, bring forth everything in our life, bring forth everything that is good and beautiful and true and wonderful. And it's up to us to do this. Now, if you have any pain in your life right now, if you have any feeling of discomfort in your body right now, that discomfort comes from one source. That discomfort comes from the attitude you have about what's going on in your world and in the world about you. Whatever's going on in your world, you are distressed by it or you are elated by it. Now, it's better to be elated than distressed, for sure. And your immune system responds to every thought you have. And if your thoughts are unhappy, the immune system is going to cut down. If your thoughts are happy, your immune system is going to get into high gear and your body is going to be in total control and it's going to be comfortable and happy and peaceful and joyful and wonderful. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Now, habitually we have trained ourselves to be disturbed by what goes on in the world around us and what goes on in the world in us. Starting today, let's train ourselves that all is in divine order every time we think of anything that might distress us. Every time we think of anything that might shake our boat a little bit, we say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and mean it. Stand by it solidly. Mean it. And when we say all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. When we say all is peace, then all is peace. When we say, I like me, then I like me. When I say, I like everybody around me, then I like everybody around me. And even some people that are hard to like, I like everybody around me because I am likable, because I only know how to like. And if I see anybody around me that is not very nice, that is not very likable, that's a thought in my consciousness. And it's time that I put that thought to right. Time that I take charge and I say, I like me. And I like everybody in my world. And there's nobody in my world that I don't like. Because if there's anybody in my world that I don't like, I change it. I either leave them, I dismiss them, or I look at them and I say, I like you. I like you. I like you because I like me. I like you because I like me. And I like me. And I like me. And I like me. And I like me. And, you know, people say you're kind of nutty doing that. Yeah, you're nutty like a wizard. You're nutty like a genius. Yes, you are. You're putting a cause in motion. You're putting the truth in motion. You're the creator of the world. Yes, you are. Everything going on in your world, you created. Everything going on in my world, I created. Now, if there's anything that gives me distress, stop it. I'm creating wrong. Start creating right. And I start creating right, and lo and behold, the things in my world begin to balance out. It's all my choice. What is a pain? A pain is when I've given permission to some thought to be in my mind that doesn't belong there. Some thought that says, I don't like me. Some thought that says, the world's not nice. This is not a nice place at all. And any thoughts like that do not deserve to be in my mind because I am the creator of my world. I'm the creator of my world by my thoughts, by my attitudes, by my actions, and I better straighten out my thoughts, my attitudes, my actions, and I might as well enjoy life. What the heck? This isn't the only life we have. We live on life after life after life. We have life ad infinitum, and we are eternal, and we are immortal, and we are wonderful. But Now is the only moment that is important to us. And how I think right now, what I think right now, what I believe about myself right now, and what I believe about my world right now, that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. And so, today I take charge of my thoughts and my body and my life, and I live in a good body. I live a good life. I'm a happy person. I'm surrounded by happy people, and it's a great world by my choice, because I created it that way. How about it? You're going to create your world like that too? I would say, why not? It's a great idea. What happens when you create your world like that? What happens when you create your world like that? Everything works out in perfect divine order. And you are fantastic. So, my beloveds, know that I like me. I like you. I love you. I love you. I love you.